And good evening. It's Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. And this evening, we have Evelyn Bernhardt.
Hi, Lori.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. So tell me a little bit about you. First of all, your website and like your name, because I really like how you've put it together.
Okay. Well, I will tell you a little bit about myself. I'm Evelyn Bernhardt of Heartfelt Healing, and I love to help people through energy medicine, using a light touch on the energy meridians to enhance the body's natural healing ability. I also create remedies, which are a unique formula to address specific physical issues based on an assessment of 52 organs and systems of the body. And both of those, both the energy medicine and the remedies, work on a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual level. I also utilize the energies of crystals because I just love working with crystals, so I utilize both of those in the energy medicine and in formulating the remedies. Mm-hmm. And Lori, I feel as though I've come to healing naturally. I certainly chose the right family name to be born into. Bernhardt. And to me, that means a burning or passion or love. And I most certainly feel that in my heart, opening with love and compassion for each person every time I have a session with them, every time I do a healing with them.
Mm. Why don't you tell us what part of your journey or how did you get to this time, like that was part of you that got you to this point where you're doing this lovely energy work and all the different things that you're doing?
Oh, wow.
How'd you get there?
Well, it's definitely been an interesting journey. I've been sidetracked a few times, which I'm sure we all have been. But what I think I can honestly say that about probably 15 years ago, that I started more seriously looking into what I was feeling inside, that I had a gift, and that by being around people and spending time with them and just the physical interaction, just a touch on their arm or a hug when they needed one, did more than just assist a little bit. It was a big help for them and made a big difference in their lives at that time.
What part of you was searching?
What part of me is searching? The part of me that is searching is, I guess, the one that was out there for many years that thought that it was lost and not doing the right thing. However, I always was on the right path because I've spent most of my life in the service industry. Mm. And, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been involved in it, but you are constantly helping other people and getting what they need and serving them.
Right. Well, I was in the government for 10 years.
Oh, definitely. That qualifies.
And
oh, yeah.
My degree's in social work, so it was, all about serving, although I tend to think I do much better work now than I ever did then.
Well, yeah, I feel the same way myself. Is that it's more gratifying now.
Yeah.
It's definitely more gratifying. Not that it wasn't gratifying before, but just in a different way. Mm. And I feel that I have, righted my path rather than just wandering around and choosing one thing or grabbing at something and then picking something else and falling away from it. I've chosen the path of energy medicine and healing because I truly feel that I can be of most benefit, of the greatest benefit to people that way and myself.
Hmm. And did it just, you said it came naturally to you. Did you just notice it through your interaction with others that was?
Well, that's also kind of an interesting thing. When I was a kid, our house, and actually myself, I was the one that used to find all the little lost and injured and stray animals in the area. And if there were any little fledglings that had fallen out of the tree, I was the one that always wanted to put them back in their nest so they'd be safe and sound with mommy, and, you know, or get out the little eyedropper and try to give them water because I thought that they were, you know, out of water or something. And pretty soon, our house was kind of known as the place to bring, you know, all the sick little animals or things that other kids had found. And then on top of that, I guess, you know, working in whatever job I did, I just found that people always gravitated to me, and they wanted to tell me their deepest issues, their most private issues, and they felt safe doing so. And I feel a great, I guess, very grateful that they were comfortable with me and that they trusted me with their most private issues and secrets.
Mm-hmm. And so you always had that sort of nurturing ability to create a safe environment for people, even when there were animals that were sick or others when they were needed your...
It seems to have been that way. When I, you know, as I'm picturing things in my mind right now, all those instances that, yes, that I was able to do that. And people have actually commented on feeling safe and being able to open up to me where they haven't been able to open up to other people who they were seeing as on a professional level before.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I would be doing my job and all of a sudden I would sit down or just stand there and before you know it, I would know everything about the person.
Yes, I know that feeling. So the hands-on healing that you do,
yes.
Tell me, what is that like? Is that Reiki? Is it something else? Is it your own? Have you kind of developed it?
Well, it energy medicine is, I do incorporate Reiki into it. Reiki is the basis of, actually, it's why I really got into the energy medicine. I did some reading on Reiki and I thought, oh my goodness, this thing that I feel that's coming out of me, this energy that's in my hands, it sounds like Reiki. So I did reading and I did checked into the background and I wanted to take Reiki. And then I ended up finding a course in energy medicine and spirituality, and I pursued that, and that's how it led me to doing energy medicine. But I do incorporate Reiki into it. The energy medicine itself involves color, sound, vibration, mm-hmm. Various hand positions. I mean, in Reiki, you use hand positions in order through a light touch in order to get the light energy, the white light, into a person's body through your hands, and it goes to where its highest purpose is needed for that person.
And the energy medicine?
And the energy medicine is, I guess it would be, it's more involved because you can actually use vibration and you can direct the energy to where you want it to go. Where Reiki, it goes to where it is most needed. Mm-hmm. And in energy medicine, I can actually direct the energy. So whether it's vibration, sound, or color, or just, you know, just a certain feeling, I can direct that into an organ, into a specific body part, into a meridian, and relieve, release, and people usually feel, I mean, they can feel relaxed, or they can feel energized, or a sense of relief afterwards. It just mm-hmm. depends on what's going on for that person.
And is that incorporated then with the vibrational essences that you use, or because you said that you actually create some of your own?
I do. When I create the vibrational remedies, that does go into them. So I am using essences from flowers and from minerals and crystals, and I actually incorporate some energy medicine into the remedies, because in just creating a remedy for a physical ailment, from my understanding, doing energy medicine, it's cellular memory. So my purpose and what I'm trying to accomplish in giving somebody, whether it's energy medicine that I am doing in hands-on healing, or whether I'm giving them a vibrational remedy, I'm trying to get to the cause. So if it's physical, I am still putting in the emotional healing in order for them to release that cellular memory and get to zero with it.
Hmm. And so what would that look like? What does it look like when somebody comes to you to get a healing done?
Well, what I like to do and what I end up doing in a session is I get background, first of all. I talk with a person on the phone prior to them coming to see me. When they do come to see me, I have my notes that I have from before. So they're issues that they have mentioned to me, whether they're physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. And I just update on that. So I chat with them for a while. And once I get clear and the client gets clear on what they would specifically like to gear this session towards, then I have them on the massage table. And even though it's a massage table, I always say, you know, have table, you know, have bed, we'll travel, I can go anywhere, right? I start the energy healing with them through light touch. And I mean, some people, you know, I always give them the option whether they want the light touch, the hands on, or whether they want hands off, because some people would prefer hands off, and I can do either or. It doesn't matter to me, the energy still gets to where it's going, where it's needed. And it just depends on their comfort level. But what I have found in doing the energy healing with the hands on is that everybody truly enjoys and benefits from the physical touch, because it's just placing my hands on the body. And everybody feels that nurturing and that warmth. And I've had many people express to me that and share to me that they truly feel cared for and loved just by having somebody put their hands on them.
Well, I think as a society, we're very sexually repressed. Mm. And we're very touch deprived.
Yes.
So combining those two, it I think, you know, a lot of the problems within our society is because we, you know, we don't feel we can touch someone without it becoming a sexual act. And, you know, and then we don't know how to respond or react or appropriately nurture others, because it's become a very volatile energy within the planet, because we're just so touch deprived and yes. so sexually repressed
yes.
that we don't know what to do with it. So yes. when we mm-hmm. can get in a situation where we can feel nurtured, and I imagine it's quite supportive and loving for them.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad that you brought that up, because I think that that's why people, when they come in for an energy healing session with me, and it's the light touch, hands-on, they really do benefit from it in many ways, because now they're allowing themselves to be loved, to be cared for, where it seems that in society, as you brought up, we put that barrier up around us where nobody is able to come through and pass that. Mm-hmm. We put that wall around ourselves mm-hmm. energetically and physically.
And I think it's one of the, you know, biggest problems in our society. Mm. I think, you know, we wouldn't have wars, and we wouldn't have, you know, all of the anger and difficulty if we could feel nurtured without it having an expectation, or mm-hmm. without there being such a heavy energy around it.
Absolutely. I know when somebody comes to see me, when a client comes to see me, my whole purpose in having them there is to allow them. I'm just opening my heart to allow them the healing that is in their highest purpose, and they are allowing that for themselves as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a very safe, a very caring and nurturing environment mm-hmm. where not only do they benefit from it, but I also feel just this overwhelming joy at being able to help somebody mm-hmm. and assist them in whatever way I can. Mm-hmm. And I always ask in every session that whatever is in their highest purpose occur.
Right. Now, I'm going to assume that you had a pretty good, healthy childhood, in that you are able to create a safe environment like that. Because I know there's a lot of people that's one of their issues, is that they need to feel safe, and because of their childhood and their background, they don't know how to feel safe. So coming to you would probably be very beneficial because you're able to provide that space for people.
Yes, my mother was actually very, very nurturing. I would say over-nurturing, but I guess it's worked, you know, it's come out to be a benefit for me.
Mm-hmm.
It has worked well for me because I have received that, and I have felt nurtured before and loved, and I still do,
mm-hmm.
I can pass that feeling on to other people, and I guess that just comes through me on a certain level when clients come to see me.
Mm-hmm. No, it's I can feel your energy and how nurturing it is, so it is a lovely energy.
Thank you.
Do you want to talk about some of your examples that you...
Sure. I did bring some with me.
I know.
I wanted to share a couple of cases that I've actually worked on. My first example would be a 30-year-old female in the third trimester of pregnancy and post-breast cancer treatment survivor. I actually worked with her in the service industry, and she had a number of issues. And some of them were dry eyes and nose, hyperactive, heartburn. Also, there were many times where her pupils, one would be dilated and one would be totally contracted. And as well, at that point in time, she was always mentioning that her in utero child was extremely active at night and that she was having a hard time sleeping. So when I broke down what was happening with her and did the tests on her organs, because I created some vibrational remedies for her. Actually, there was another time where her feet were so sore that she couldn't even walk on them anymore. Mm-hmm. So I just did like straight energy healing on her feet and her meridians in her feet just to alleviate the pain. But in this case, it was vibrational remedies. And I concluded that there was a right and left imbalance in her body, not only the brain, but in the body. And that the baby was overactive due to the lack of nutrients from the mother because of being post-cancer, because of the radiation treatments that she had gone through. She was actually, she actually got pregnant, what was it, about, 8 months after her cancer treatments.
Wow.
And she was hoping to wait for over a year,
mm-hmm.
at least wait 2 years. So there was still the residue in her from the cancer treatments.
Oh, for sure.
And then there was an incomplete breakdown of foods and improper absorption.
And probably also due to the
cancer. Oh, yeah, definitely. Along with some outstanding emotional issues that she had not yet cleared that kept coming up in conversation with us. So I created specific remedies, four exactly, to address those issues. And the four issues that I came up with were the left and right brain and body balance, and that worked on the eyes, the nose, and the emotional. Then I created a bone and blood remedy to strengthen not only the mother's bones, and therefore calming the baby at night, but it would also strengthen the baby's bones. And this is while the baby was still in utero.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually recommended that she take this remedy, and then it would not be completed. She would still have leftover once the baby was born. And I said, continue with that so that once he is nursing with you, that he will be able to utilize everything that's coming to him, and it will benefit his bones and blood that way. I also created a digestive remedy in order to break down and absorb nutrients properly, and then a kidney remedy to make all those essential trace minerals available, because the kidneys really do spread all those nutrients throughout our body. They're not only a filter, but they also send things throughout our body in order for us to utilize them properly. And then I also made some dietary and nutrient suggestions just to assist in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was eating great. She's into natural things and organic foods in order to put the best products into the body. However, we can all always tweak our diet somehow. So just made a couple of suggestions there. And so she was very happy, because what she came back to me with was that the baby was, once she started the remedies, she became much more calm and centered, and she wasn't as emotional. She found that she wasn't up and down all the time, mm-hmm. that her emotions were more balanced.
And was that also hormonally because of the fact that she was pregnant?
No.
Okay.
Even before she was pregnant, she was up and down like that.
Okay.
But this really did bounce her out. I noticed even working with her that she was just more balanced. And she also mentioned it in her dealing with her family members, her closest family members, which to her was a big thing because there's, you know, usually somebody in the family that we're more emotional with, and she had that type of person in her family. And so she actually came back to me and said it was more balanced with him. But her biggest thing was that the baby calmed down at night and she was able to sleep. So it not only affected the baby in utero, because I was able to create the remedy in order to affect the baby that way. Mm-hmm. And actually, I have to add something here, because when I was creating the remedy, and I knew what she was going to call the baby, it was one of two names. She had a baby boy, so it was either Sam or Max. So when I tuned into the baby and I started asking the baby questions, my pendulum just started going like crazy. Just absolutely crazy. The baby was just so excited to be
acknowledged
and just to be brought into this world. Just the excitement of being born, I could feel it. And so that really touched me as well, because I thought, oh my gosh, I'm actually communicating with this baby, and I'm nowhere near the mother. And it was just a fantastic, phenomenal experience for me.
I think the kids these days are pretty incredible. So I think, you know, as they come through, I mean, they're really here to help change the planet. And so that they're very excited. I mean, we were all excited to come.
Oh, absolutely.
It's such an incredible time.
Yeah.
That knowing that we were going to be part of this time, you know, which some of us just chose to come a little too early.
I don't know. Everything happens in our perfect timing.
Well, of course. If I had gotten a chance to time it a little bit differently, I might have.
I'm sure you will again. Many times over. So that was my first example of something, and it was just great for me to hear that the baby was not only healthy before and calmed down before, but was really truly responded to the remedies, not only in utero but after he was born. My second example is also a 30 some odd year old female, trouble sleeping, restless, the feeling of running on empty. That there's not enough energy, and there was also not enough energy to finish projects. So not only the feeling of running on empty, but then you wouldn't have the energy to finish any projects. So I recommended and completed a set of three adrenal rewires, which is completely an energy medicine technique over a 6-week period. So that was every 2 weeks, she would come to see me for an adrenal rewire, during which time some past life healing occurred. The issues surfaced, they were released and recreated in order to bring that energy to zero, or as close to zero as possible, because when you release an issue, there are sometimes, and most times, many more layers of it hidden under there somewhere. That definitely was released and recreated. And what happened there was that it resulted in the client being able to sleep deeply. Her concentration was increased. She was more balanced and calm. And with a 1-year-old, I mean, that was great to see, because she actually commented to me that she was more balanced and calm even with the 1-year-old, and that she noticed that there was a big difference there, that she wasn't feeling so stressed all the time in dealing.
Adrenals, it's generally an overload of stress.
Yeah, yeah. And she actually lost some weight. And her biggest thing to me that she, like, her eyes went really wide. She goes, "Oh my God, Evelyn," she goes, "my sexual interest and appetite have increased significantly." So she was like, "What did you do?" I said, "I just rewired things the way they should be rewired, you know, the way it's meant, the way we were built to be." So that was a huge thing for her. And then my last example is, I mean, I have many more, but this is, you know, what I brought from me. I could... There was a 24-year-old female professional who was emotionally feeling unbalanced, depressed, and unable again to find the energy to even get herself out there to look for work or open up a business. And there were many upsets and disagreements in the family, arguments, and also this feeling of being overwhelmed. So what I recommended was a series of energy medicine sessions with me, with the hands-on healing, to release cellular memory, to reconnect and recharge to the self. And I also created one vibrational remedy. And it was just kind of that one I just created last minute for this person. And the remedy was to reverse trauma and to calm her and restabilize her. So after two intensive sessions, because normally my sessions are about an hour, hour and a half, these were longer sessions, and these occurred over a two-month period, I noticed, and she noticed, that her relationships had improved with her family. So not only was she feeling better about herself, but that her relationship with her family had improved, nice. That there weren't the same arguments and tensions in the house over the, you know, not having a job, not getting out there and doing anything. And that her energy was up, and she was actually starting to look forward and taking the steps on how to open up her own business. So her self-confidence had improved, and so had her self-esteem, because those she had also mentioned to me were really low, and I could see just by the way she was caring for herself that those were... She was low, like last man on the totem pole with herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's an area that I think a lot of, and I would say a lot of young women, but I don't know that that's necessarily the case. I think there's a lot of people, mm-hmm. male and female, that have issues around self-confidence.
Absolutely.
And self-worth, and not mm-hmm. really, you know, I wonder sometimes, you know, what it is that we need to assist us to understand just how incredible we truly are, and that, you know, that inner being that exists within all of us is this incredible light that if you could see it, you would be just in awe of yourself. And yet, you know, we walk around on this tiny little planet that has over 6 billion people, and we all feel like we're doing this alone.
That's exactly it, is that we don't see that even one person can affect the whole, and that each of us is here for a special purpose, and that we all add to everybody else. In all these, in these examples, and I mean these very few examples that I've given you, each one of these people said that it affected not only them, but it affected everyone around them. And I think that's where we don't value ourselves, because we don't see how one little person can make a difference. And sometimes we don't see what we're here to do. That we figure that whatever we do is insignificant compared to those people on TV or, mm-hmm. you know, the people in the magazines that we read about. And yet we all do, as you said, have that beautiful, brilliant light within each of us in order to share. And it does affect each and every person around us, not only ourselves, if we just let it shine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's such an incredible gift. And I know that a lot of people ask, you know, how to, you know, what do I do to help? What do I do to help this person? Or what do I do to shift this person? Or how can I work with my kids better? Or how can, you know, and they're always looking outside of themselves at different mm-hmm. things that are going on. And all they need to do is reshift that back to themselves, go within, connect within, work on their own stuff. And then everything outside of them will shift.
That's true. Actually, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that's what I found happened on my journey in exploring energy medicine, is that I found that when I shifted inside, my whole world shifted around me. And fantastic things have happened over the last few years because of the shifts I made within myself. I can't expect anyone to change. The only person I can change is myself. And once I affected those changes and those shifts, then, I mean, not only my family changed, but my job changed, and everything around me changed. And when I look at it, it has changed and shifted in a positive manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an incredible time to be around. I mean, I think it's so. Really magical.
I think so, because we're actually seeing things manifest so much more quickly now,
mm-hmm.
where you think that thought, and then not too long after, you can actually see it
mm-hmm.
in physical form, which has happened to me, I must say, and I'm very pleased, and I'm noticing more and more that what I think truly is a reflection, or then my outer world is a reflection of my inner thoughts.
Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people realize just how powerful that is when you can get to that place and actually know that is what is going on.
Yes. Well, I know that I was involved in a seminar a week ago and actually had the opportunity to speak to a number of people on the changes in my life that have occurred, because I'm really good at blocking out. It's true. I'm really good at blocking out extraneous information that is harmful or will, I guess, lower my vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tune it out. I mean, I get the information I need, but I don't really watch the news. I don't even have a TV right now. I listen to the radio in the morning on my way into the office, and I just block out things that I don't really feel are beneficial for me, because it's out there, and I will take it in as information. I mean, sure, the financial information, yes, that's good to know, and as it applies to my world, I apply it that way. But I don't need to decipher and to get into the little nitty-gritties, because I don't feel that that's going to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I really keep a train of thought. So I wanted to change where I lived. I did. I had been thinking, well, back in 1993, that I wanted a log home. So I started looking for a log home on the water. With space and just beautiful surroundings. Well, I didn't get the log home, even though we looked for a log home, but I am on a lake.
Nice.
And it's just magical. I mean, I open my eyes in the morning and I'm looking out my patio doors at a lake.
Nice.
In front of me. And it's within the city limits.
Wow.
Which is even more amazing. So it is like Muskoka in the city. I wanted to change my job. I was just feeling that my job was no longer serving me, that it wasn't in my highest purpose to be where I was. And just this last summer, I had a great offer to work at another place and, in fact, be instrumental in opening up a health and wellness center there.
Mm.
And so I took it. And that was because I had maintained my train of thought that I want a better job, this is what I'm looking for. So I had in mind what I was looking for. I had in mind the type of people I wanted to work for, the type of job I wanted to have, what it meant to me, and I could actually feel it, and I was really excited about it. And then I also wrote it down.
Hmm.
So it's like think it, speak it, write it.
Right.
And I actually wrote it down in a life catalog, so now I'm constantly being asked by my partner, what else did you write in that life catalog that I need to know about? Just in case there are some surprises, you know, that I have to prepare myself for. Everything's been good so far, but, you know, it's... I was amazed myself, because I wrote this down a few years ago, actually a couple of years ago, and everything has manifested for me. So
nice.
I'm truly blessed right now to be in this time and actually see that my thoughts and follow through the process and be able to tweak it along the way.
And this is a difficult period for a lot of people, because
I think
they're all caught up in the economy and what's been happening. And, you know, that's created a lot of fear, and
mm-hmm.
you can just feel it around. Oh. I mean, it's always been the States that has been this fear-based, you know, yucky, dark kind of energy that you feel as soon as you walk in there or you start thinking about the States.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, Canada's going through something very similar, and, you know, the media is really blowing it out of proportion and making it sound like we're in like another of the world's worst depressions. And, you know, they're really building it in. And you know, the average person doesn't realize they're just getting caught up in the fear that's being produced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And produced somewhat, you know, consciously.
Yes, exactly. And by buying into it, we're actually feeding it as well. So, I mean, I listen to those. I don't listen to it a lot. As I said, I, you know, briefly listen to the radio and I don't have a TV. I'm aware of it and people bring things to my attention. And I guess whatever they bring to my attention is in my highest purpose to know at that time. However, I don't let it get to me because I feel that the universe is very abundant and whatever I need will be provided to me. Mm-hmm. I have seen it happen to myself over the last few years. And it is possible for everybody. That is what I have, that's what I guess I've figured out, is that it's possible for everybody, because I didn't feel years ago that I would ever get out of where I was at. And it wasn't possible for me to move up.
And yet now you have the faith and the trust.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
What makes all the difference.
Yes. I mean, one night I was just laying in bed and I decided, you know, I thought, Why am I buying into all this fear? Why am I so afraid of things? So I looked around and I thought, you know what? I've got a roof over my head. I've got food in the fridge. I've got clothing so that I'm not cold. And everything around me has been created by the universe, by Mother Earth. I am completely taken care of. And the universe, because I was created by the universe, by spirit, I have a part of that in me. And why would spirit want to hurt a part of itself? It's like hurting your own child.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't create anything to harm your own child. So After that, I kind of snapped out of that whole, you know, buying into that ideology and went, you know, I'm not buying that anymore.
Good.
I know that it's different.
Yeah. It's very powerful when you can get to that place.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know it made a difference for me. Yes, very empowering, yes.
Yes. Are there any other notes that you'd like to touch before we do a meditation?
Well, yes, actually. I guess I would like to let your readers know where they can contact me.
Sure. We usually do that at the end, but we can do that now.
Oh, well, you know what? Well, let's do that at the end. Let's do that at the end because, all I wanted to mention was that before we go into the meditation is that I like to open up a meditation with a koning. And a koning is an invitation to connect to spirit and also to receive the help of spirit during the koning, or during the meditation, sorry, in order to bring about, I guess, the whatever is in everybody's highest purpose.
And is that like a protective... to keep you...
It is also a protection, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So, I ask to connect to God, the overlighting diva of healing, and Pan, the nature spirit of Earth, Mother Mary, Gaia, and Mother Earth, Archangel Michael, the White Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light and Healing, all angels of healing, all divas of animate and inanimate beings of light, my soul or higher self, and the souls and higher selves of all those present, Lori's higher self, Lori's soul, and the spirits of crystals, minerals, and stones that are in and of this earth. And I ask that each and every one of us receive insight and or clarity, along with the release from perhaps any physical plane, and allow the highest possible outcome for our individual concerns or questions, because we are all deserving and all with grace and ease. So I ask you to ground yourself, connect to Mother Earth, and imagine that there is a gold string going down your spine into Mother Earth. And then from your solar plexus, there is a silver thread that connects you to your higher self and your soul up on the eighth dimension. And as you travel up the silver thread to the eighth dimension, you land there easily and gently. And as you land on the eighth dimension, you look ahead and you see a beautiful glowing being coming towards you. And this beautiful being opens its arms as it walks up to you and embraces you, and you realize that this is your soul, your higher self. And you feel so warmed and completely enveloped in the love of your soul. Your soul takes you by your hand and walks you on a path with beautiful grass that is soft, fresh to the skin, the sun glowing over your heads, warming your skin and your hair, a beautiful breeze in the air, a light breeze, and on it, it's carrying the scent of flowers and the singing of birds. And as you walk with your higher self, you notice a stream up ahead. And there's also a waterfall at the edge of the stream. Your higher self takes you to the stream. And as your higher self takes you to the stream, your higher self points you to the waterfall and wants you to let go of any discomfort, wants you to ask that question that you have been looking to have the answer for, the clarity, the insight. And your higher self takes you to the waterfall to let the clarity wash into you and wash away anything that's standing in the way of that, to allow any pain, fear, or anger to be washed away into the stream. And as you stand in the waterfall, you feel the water rushing over your head, over your hair, and it is the perfect temperature, absolutely comfortable. And you feel as though everything is releasing from you, washing over your body, this wonderful blue water, washing away all the pain, any fear, any anger, and allowing insight and clarity to flow in. Just take a minute to embrace and to allow the insight and clarity to flow in. And you stand there with your higher self, just taking everything in. You can see the wonderful green grass through the water that's falling over your body. And your higher self takes you again by the hand and leads you just outside of the waterfall. And as you stand outside of the waterfall on the grass, you are washed in a brilliant white and golden light, coming in your crown, over your hair, through your body, filling your body, filling all your chakras with energy and purity and love and healing. And as the white and gold light bathes over you and around you, it dries you and allows you to feel completely comfortable, completely refreshed. And you feel no longer any pain or fear or anger. It has been replaced by clarity and insight. And you say to any of those who may have caused you any discomfort, I love you. You are equal to me. You are the same as me. I am the same as you. Please forgive me for ever having forgotten that we are equal, that we are the same, and that we both carry the light inside of us. I am sorry for having brought us and our vibration lower, and thank you for the opportunity to give me this healing and for me to heal you. And you stand there with your higher self and watch as all your cares and worries flow down the stream back to Mother Earth for transformation, and then back to Spirit for transmutation. Then your higher self turns to you, and with a look of love and caring and nurturing, looks into your eyes and helps you to release and then receive any information or clarity that you have been asking for. And as your higher self, your soul, looks into your eyes, you feel the love. You feel that loving embrace, that warm touch that you first felt upon meeting your higher self. And your higher self asks you to take the symbol of a red rose into your heart in order to remember that you can come there any time to receive insight and clarity. And the red rose spreads throughout your body, filling you with love, beauty, and passion for life, and then out beyond your physical body so that you emanate love, beauty, and passion. Your higher self then takes you by the hand and walks you back along the beautiful grass. And you have a chance to enjoy the grass under your feet, the sun still shining over your head, the birds flying and singing, and the wonderful smell of flowers all around. And your higher self takes you to the edge of the forest where you first came in, and you embrace, and you thank your higher self or soul for being there. And you feel that love and that care as you stand there embracing with your higher self. And you know that in any moment, at any moment, you can connect once again. You thank your higher self, your soul, for being there with you and for allowing you to experience this. And then your higher self says bye to you and allows you to come back down the silver thread to be in your body, to bring you back to the present, fully in your body, feeling light and rested and fully refreshed.
That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I actually did a version of that for a group that I spoke with that had fibromyalgia. Some older and elderly people that were suffering with a lot of pain. And I could actually see that I had connected with each one of them. One lady actually fell asleep on me. You know, some of them were like nudging each other afterwards, going, hey. But sometimes we do fall asleep just in order to get ourselves out of the way in order for healing to occur.
Absolutely.
So I was just thrilled with that.
And did it help with their fibromyalgia?
I had some good reports afterwards that people felt, even immediately after the meditation, people felt more relaxed. They had let the pain go from their bodies. I really geared it more to releasing pain in their body at that particular time. And they were feeling much better. I could see it on their faces. I mean, there was a moment in the meditation where I could really see and feel that they had gone so deep into the meditation that they had forgotten about their pains and their worries. And it was just a great feeling for me, because I was just kind of basking in the glow at that point in time.
I think you also mentioned in your notes about going into a school.
I did. I knew this Catholic school teacher for years, and he had been asking me to come and speak to his students. And, and he wanted me to speak about healing and spirituality. And I thought, oh my goodness, isn't that kind of like contradictory here? I'm going into a Catholic school and I'm going to talk about healing and spirituality. But it actually worked out great. The students were grade 9 students, which can be a tough audience. Mm-hmm. I think grade 9s, just teenagers in general can be a tough audience, heckling in the crowd and things like that. But it was a great day. I had prepared a talk for them, just to introduce them to what I did, the energy medicine and spirituality. And I took them outside, which I'm sure they were just happy to get out of the school. I took them to the edge of a woods. So I did a little bit of a talk, then I took them through an exercise and we did a meditation. And I could also feel and see on their faces that they were really interested. I mean, I truly did not have anybody heckling. I didn't have anybody asking me those questions that sometimes teenagers do when they are just not impressed with what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And they say something to completely throw you off, or it's just kind of like being the devil's advocate. You know, mm-hmm. they'll ask you a question that they figure will throw you completely off topic. I had none of that. And just some amazing questions came out of these grade 9s.
Nice.
I was able to actually do some healing during, after the exercise that we did. It was kind of like an exercise meditation, a contemplative prayer is what I took mm-hmm. them into there. And actually got to do some healing as a result of what they shared with me and what I shared with them. And then as thanks for just spending time with them and sharing with them what I do, they sent me this huge card. I mean, it was this like 2-foot by 3-foot card that they sent me with personalized messages and poems in there thanking me for being with them that
nice.
Day. So, I mean, I just felt over the top, just so grateful and thankful that I was so well received.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a tough audience here. That is nice that you...
Well, I didn't realize that it was going to be, grade 9s. And I've been in grade 9 myself many, many years ago. And, it's not exactly an easy time in life. You're going through a lot of changes then. So it was just amazing to see that they were truly interested in what I was saying. And I actually had this... quite a few moments, but there was this particular moment where I was talking about healing and about the energy from the universe and the earth and how that tied in with everybody and how they were a part of that. And I looked out at these 25 students that were sitting in front of me, and I could see the lights going on in, mm-hmm. In their eyes. And I thought, this is wonderful. I've actually given them something to think about here and use in life. And that, I couldn't have received a better gift than that. I mean, the card was great, but just seeing the look on their faces when they got it
mm-hmm.
was thankfulness and a gift in itself.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Is there anything else you want to say before you let people know how to get a hold of you?
No, I think that's it. Unless you have something else you'd like to ask me about.
I think, it's been a pleasure connecting with you. And
Thank you. It really, truly has been a pleasure being here and having you invite me here.
You're welcome.
I'm just going to, somewhere in here, because I don't want to forget what I put down here. I know it's here somewhere. Here we are. Okay. So just to inform your audience as to where I can be contacted, I do work from 2 locations. The first one is in the Castle Moore and Brampton office. It's Castle Moore Brampton area office, just off of Airport Road in Beauvais. My phone number there is 905-790-8231. And there I do one-on-one sessions as well as group seminars. And the second location, which is Maple Health and Wellness Center, and it operates out of Dr. Howard Libstug Professional Dentistry. The phone number is 905-832-8304. And it's located in a beautiful office at Major McKenzie and Jane. It's actually a house that was specifically built for them. Mm. So it's just awesome in there. It's absolutely gorgeous. And here we are offering not only alternative dentistry, but also a variety of modalities that complement and will integrate naturally with one another for a total being approach to health and wellness.
Nice.
And then lastly, I can be also reached through my website at www.heartfelthealing.net. So heartfelt is heartfelthealing.net. And I also offer crystals for sale through each location.
Oh,
so
neat.
That's, yeah, because I use them in my healings. I just love crystals.
What's your favorite crystal?
Oh, my God. To ask me for a favorite? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
What do you use the most then?
What do I use the most? You know, I really intuit for each person what would be best for them. I mean, I usually do it, you know, 5 minutes before they get there, or if I, you know, no, truly, I'll think about what they spoke to me about, what their issues were, and then I have a cabinet, which is full of crystals, and I'll just kind of say, oh, okay, well, I think that would work, and that would work, and that would work, and I place them where I feel that they would be most appropriate, and you know, when I read about it afterwards, I go, oh my God, this was right on the money, you know, I hit it right on the nose. I do. Oh goodness, I love the Larimar. I'm wearing Larimar today, just because it is a water stone and the dolphin energy stone. Mm. So I just love that. And turquoise. I also have turquoise on. It's a great balancer. So I love those, but I love working with quartz and amethyst. And I have just all these really unique stones at home. I have one that I've kept just especially for myself because to me it represents manifestation. It's smoky quartz. It's a piece. It's a flat piece. It's kind of flat with all these points of smoky quartz on it. But off of each one of the smoky quartz is spessartine garnet growing off of it.
Wow.
Which is almost an impossibility. I mean, you would think that things are impossible, but for Mother Nature, Mother Earth, there is nothing that is impossible. So it's one that represents manifestation to me, and I've got it there. And then I have a huge prayonite orb globe that I have. A big, huge sphere, and I just love that. But it really, truly depends. I love working with all of them because they all have unique energies.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find that each one has something to offer, not only to me, but everybody that I see.
Great. Well, again, it's been quite a pleasure and an honor to work with you.
Oh, thank you. Likewise.
I enjoyed this very much.
So did I.
I'm sure we will connect again in the future.
Well, thank you. I'd love to.
All right. So take care. We'll talk soon.
Okay.